Chazar Zechnish was a book of Chazal Shagam of Yehuda Mishach's Erev and Daf Mem. Mar says a guy once brought turnips to Mechuzah on Yom Tov. Rava saw that they were withered, and therefore he allowed the Yidin to purchase them from the guy because he said that they were clearly detached from the ground before Yom Tov. The only concern that could exist is that it was brought from beyond the Tchum. However, since the guy brought them to sell to the local Goyim, Yidin may buy them as well. However, when Rava later saw that the Goyim began bringing the turnips to sell to the Yidin, Bedavka, so he said that it's also to purchase them from the turnips, also to purchase the turnips from them now. Once happened that on the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, a guy cut down hadassim to be used by Yidin. Ravina allowed the smelling of these hadassim immediately after Yom Tov, but Rav Batachlifa said to Ravina, these people are unlearned people, and therefore you should not allow them to benefit from the hadassim immediately after Yom Tov. Shmai asked, if they were learned people, well, then they can benefit immediately after Yom Tov. What would be the difference? They still have to wait the amount of time, Kadesh Yasu, to cut the branches off the trees. They asked Rava, and he agreed that they must wait for the amount of time of Kadesh Yasu before using the Hadassim. Mishnah said, Rabbi said, they asked Rav Huna, is there a need to mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah davening since they do necessitate separate karbonis, or is there no need to mention it because they're both referred to as days of Zikaron, of days of remembrance? He answered, the Rabbanan and Mishnah argued with Rav Doisa. Presumably, they argue regarding the point of making mention of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah davening. We see that the Rabbanan say no mention should be made. Tamidim said to Rav Huna, the Rabbanan argue regarding the point of making the mention based on a stipulation. Meaning to say, if today is Rosh Chodesh, if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, if yesterday is Rosh Chodesh, but they agree that the mention must be made, this must be the proper understanding because the Braisa says that the same Achleichis exists for every Rosh Chodesh of the year. The Rabbanan surely agreed on you have to mention Rosh Chodesh during the rest of the year. The question is only Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, the Achleichis is whether you can mention it with a stipulation. In fact, if that's correct, why do they need to argue in the Mishnah and the Braisa? Mara says, if they would only argue on Rosh Hashanah, we would think the Rabbanan don't allow the use of a stipulation there because it would lead people to say that the one day of Rosh Hashanah is not truly Yom Tov and people may treat it improperly. However, during the rest of the year, this concern maybe doesn't exist and one should use a stipulation. And if they would only argue regarding the rest of the year, we would say that only over the year does Rav Doisa say that you can use a stipulation because the risk that we just mentioned doesn't apply. Therefore, they're arguing in both cases say that each one holds both during the rest of the year and on Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the Gemara Brice brings Machlekes between Beshameh and Hillel regarding how many brachas there are in Musaf Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. Beshameh say 10 because there's a separate bracha added for Shabbos. Beshameh say there are 9 because no separate bracha is added. From the fact that Beshameh don't require an 11th bracha for Rosh Chodesh, it seems that all agree that Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned. Rav Zeir said it could be that they require mention of Rosh Chodesh. However, Rosh Chodesh is different in that it doesn't require its own bracha. Just like Beshachar, it's Mincha Marv. It gets combined with another bracha. Affecting Gemara, we find that Beshameh require an additional bracha for Rosh Chodesh and Musaf when it falls on Shabbos. Gemara says this remains a kasha. Gemara says the concept of combining the mention of Rosh Chodesh in the Shabbos bracha is actually as a subject of Machlokes. In a Braisa, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer hold that it is not done. Rav Shimon Gamliel and Yishmael Ben Yishmael Bechem and Breka say that it is done. Getting back to the original question of whether Rosh Chodesh is mentioned in Rosh Hashanah davening, Rav Chista and Rabbah say that it need not be mentioned. Rabbi said, they asked Rav Huna, what's the halacha regarding making Shechayon or Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? They only occur once a year, so it should be made, but they're not called Regolim. They're not Yom Tovim in that sense. So maybe no Shechayon was made. Rav Huna didn't know the answer. But Yehuda said, I even make a Shechayon on a new squash. Rabbi said, I wasn't asking if you may choose to make one. That's, of course, you could make one on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I was asking whether you're required to make a Shechayon on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because it is once a year, but on the other hand, it's not a regal. It's not from the Shalosh Regolim. But Yehuda responded that Rav and Shmuel both say that one only needs to make a bracha on the Shalosh Regalim. Mar Esther Brice says that Rabbi Huva explains the pasuk to mean that a special bracha needs to be made on the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and based on an extra word of gam in the pasuk, a bracha also needs to be made on Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur as well. Presumably, this bracha refers to Shechayon. You see, a Shechayon needs to be made on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Rabbi Huva was referring to a bracha about the Yom Tov, not Shechayon. It actually makes sense because you don't make a Shechayon all 7 days of Pesach or 8 days of Sukkot. So clearly, that's not what it's referring to. Gemara says it's not such a good raya because maybe the raya means that if the Shechayon wasn't made on the first day, it's made on the next day and so on. So that's what it means, all 7 days of Pesach or all 8 days of Sukkot. In fact, Gemara, if it's made on a day other than the first day, it would mean that it's not being made over Koshel Yayin because they didn't have wine after the first day. This seems to be a proof to Rav Nachman, who says that Shechayon doesn't need to be made over a cup of wine. It can even be made in the Shuk. Gemara says it could be that Rabbi Shua was discussing a case where a person happens to have a cup of wine. That doesn't work for Yom Kippur when you can't drink the wine. Getting back to the original question of whether Shechayonu must be said in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Rabbanan sent Rav Yemer Saba to go and observe how Rav Chista conducted himself in Rosh Hashanah. He saw that Rav Chista did make a Shechayonu when he made Kiddush. The Gemara Paskins that one must make a Shechayonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and it need not be made over a cup of wine.